Oh my gosh! Thank you all so much for coming to this year's annual StopWasteSeattle.org Halloween Monster Mash Bash! Holy smokes! Look at all the great costumes! Okay, just a reminder, everyone. Everyone, please listen. All the plates, forks, spoons, and knives are compostable. And big news, so are the cups this year. Oh, please, but don't put anything hot or alcoholic in them or they will disintegrate. But please put all silverware plates and cups in the compost and help this year's Monster Mash Bash be another zero waste function.
You rock, Marjorie!
All right, just calm down, you. Now, don't forget to sign up for the Scariest Monster Costume Contest and have fun, everyone. Just, okay, cups in the compost and have fun. Oh, Becky, you made it. I'm so glad.
Oh, hi, Marjorie. Yep, I made it.
Are you meeting people?
Yeah, a few. I'm still getting settled, but I didn't want to miss the party.
Well, I think it is so good you came. Our zero waste functions are the best way to meet the office. Everyone's so nice and fun.
I can tell. Everyone seems so great so far.
And you dressed up. I love it. I love the broom. Let me guess. What are you supposed to be? A janitor?
What?
A green janitor?
No, I'm a witch.
Oh.
My skin is green because I'm a witch?
Oh. I see it now. I thought the broom was janitor. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful.
Well, we were supposed to come as our favorite monsters, right?
That's right, yes. Well, I see it now. You've got a bigger nose than usual.
Yeah, that's right. It's putty. It's quite a bit bigger than my real nose. So, what are you supposed to be?
I am a modern American landfill.
Oh, I see.
The real monster, Becky, the real monster is rampant consumer waste.
That's very clever, Marjorie.
It covers our bodies as it covers the planet. That is the statement I make tonight. Excuse me. Rick, cups in the compost, please. Excuse me, Becky. Rick, no, the other bin. Please use the guy.
Marjorie always comes as a modern American landfill. She never wins Scariest Monster, poor thing.
She's very dedicated.
I'm Jeff.
Becky, hi. Wow, that is some costume.
Well, what do you think? Scariest for sure, right?
Did you make this?
Oh, yes. What are you supposed to be?
I'm a witch.
A witch?
Yes, a witch. What are you?
I'm Syria.
Oh. What?
I'm the current situation in Syria.
I see.
You see it?
Well, I
made this part out of an old milk crate with a piece of tube I found, and these are soccer cleats I tore the bottoms off of, and this is some hair I got from a guy, and then I painted this part yellow, and these are plastic film canisters.
Oh, is that an actual bear trap?
Yep.
Oh, does it hurt?
Yep.
Wow.
That's fake blood.
Wow.
That's real blood.
Oh, I
don't get that on you.
Okay.
See it now?
I'm sorry. I guess I don't really understand.
I know.
Exactly the particulars of what is going on in Syria.
I know, but it's hella effed up, right? I mean, seriously effed up.
Yes. Yes. It is.
Thanks. So, did you make that witch hat out of black construction paper?
Yes.
Oh, cool. It's scary.
Thanks.
Well, I gotta...
Sure.
My friends are over there.
Yeah, bye.
You see ya.
Witch. She's a witch. Hey, Becky. Is Jeff being Jeff again?
Oh, hi, Grace. I think maybe I didn't understand the party.
Oh, please. He thinks he's so cool. I liked his costume better the first time he wore it, when it was called Libya. He's just painted it yellow. Oh, my God. You look so cute.
Thanks. Oh, my God. You look great. I love this.
Thanks. I was up all night. I always wait till the last minute.
Ew. How did you make the intestines?
Stuff pantyhose with bubble wrap. And don't say anything. Lard.
Oh, gross. It looks like your midsection has actually been slashed wide open.
Thanks. I should have used more blood. Plus, I keep tripping over this one.
So, what are you?
I'll give you a hint. I've been violently gutted, disemboweled, skinned alive.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, I'm U.S. democracy as we know it.
Oh. Oh.
You can't tell?
No, I see it. I see it.
I knew it. I should have used more blood.
Paula! What is up, you bitch?
Fist bump. No way. You are the bitch.
I should have known you were going to steal my costume.
You totally stole my costume.
Yeah, except you look awesome and I am fat.
Shut up. You are so beautiful, even with your intestines hanging out of your belly. You are, like, so gorgeous. How did you even make your viscera?
Cut up sponges dipped in red tempera paint and then wrapped in Ziploc. So when you squeeze them, they go like this and shit.
You are so smart. I hate you because of how smart you are.
Did you guys plan this?
No, that is what's so crazy.
You both came as U.S. democracy as we know it?
Nah, I'm just saying gun control legislation.
Oh my God, yes!
I'm any chance this country has at a meaningful solution to the unending gun violence that has since 1968 killed more Americans than every single war in our nation's history, including global terrorism and 9/11, bitches!
Plus, your hair is, like, perfect.
That's a clever idea, you guys.
Hey, Trish! Wait up!
Oh, jinkies, I gotta go. It's Bob from IT. We kind of did it once.
Come on, I need your help with my entrails. Bax, run interference.
Was that Trish?
Hi, Bob. I'm Becky. I had a question about my new workstation.
Have you tried rebooting? Try rebooting. That was Trish, wasn't it?
Finally, Bob. A monster I recognize. The creature from the Black Lagoon, right?
I'm the Fukushima nuclear disaster, actually.
Oh.
Right now, as I'm saying this, hundreds of thousands of gallons of radioactive waste is pouring into the Pacific Ocean like Niagara Falls on acid.
Right.
I'm Philip. Sorry if you were trying to ignore me like I don't exist.
Oh, sorry. Philip, hi. Who are you supposed to be?
Peak oil.
Oh, of course. I get it. You're all covered in oil.
Actually, this is human fecal matter. Which is what we're all going to be covered with when the oil runs out.
Did she say anything about me?
It's kind of conceptual.
I see. No, I don't think so, Bob.
But when a gallon of gas costs $35 at the pump and the toilet stopped flushing, it won't be conceptual. I can guarantee you that.
Trish and Grace went over there, Bob.
You know, you can't ignore me forever.
I am not.
Phil, chill out. We've got at least another 100 years in the ground, plus fracking.
Try 10 years, fish man. And hydraulic fracturing is going to poison our water long before Fukushima, and will probably rupture a major fault line and send the entire West Coast into the Pacific Ocean long before it even makes a dent in our consumption. Plus, Trish doesn't even like you, man.
You don't even understand our relationship, okay?
Hello, everyone!
Oh, no.
Who is that?
Accounting. Phil, get to the food, quick!
I'm on it.
The whole department? Who are they?
The population explosion.
Who?
The population explosion!
10 billion people on the planet!
By the dawn of the 22nd century!
All competing for...
finite resources!
Phil!
They ate all the food. And all the drinks.
Yep. Every year.
Nothing left.
Any shrimp puffs?
Nothing! I said nothing!
We'll be in the bathroom!
For about an hour!
The bathroom! Get to the bathroom!
Yeah.
Ow! Oh, my foot!
Are you the Dew Girl?
Oh, God. Hi. Oh, God. Are you all right?
I'm Renee from Legal. I'd shake your hand, but I've got this thing.
Oh, you're sick?
Oh, you know, always kinda. But it helps with my costume, I guess.
Are you the bird flu or something?
Well, this year I wanted to do something more realistic, so I came as global antibiotic resistance. It's a real problem. They are so overprescribed that all we need is one superbug that is airborne and resistant to current drugs, and that's it for the human race. Excuse me.
How did you make that boil on your neck?
Oh, this is a real boil. Now, my doctor doesn't know what it is. He was going to lance it, but I thought I'd keep it for the party. Would you like one of my blue cheese and bacon-wrapped melon balls?
No, thanks.
I feel bad because I took two and now they're all gone. You sure?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm not feeling well either. I think I just need to go home and...
Hi, Renee, how you feeling?
I just can't kick this thing, but okay, how are you?
Oh, I'm just hungry. For brains, arg!
Becky, this is Daniel.
Arg! I'm the zombie apocalypse!
Didn't want to come as just one zombie?
I thought of that. But then I thought, what's scarier than America's obsession with an undead pandemic? It's like we all want the world to end so bad it's become our weekend entertainment. I think for most people, anything, even the risk of having your flesh torn from your bones by swarming cannibals, is better than having to get up and face another crushing day, sitting in traffic to get to a job you hate, so that you can buy things you don't need from a system that just wants to profit from your labor until you collapse exhausted and die. And you're a witch, right?
Actually, I was just on my way out. I'm not feeling... I'm having a bit of an anxiety attack, actually, I think. Wow, this is the scariest Halloween party I have ever been to, actually.
Oh, okay, I'll walk you out.
Marjorie's announcing scariest costume, you guys. Don't leave.
Okay, everyone. Okay. The winner of this year's scariest monster costume is... Yay! Becky. Our latest addition. She is a witch. That is scary. Oh, now, Becky, come on up and get your prize. Starbucks gift card!
Hi. Thanks for this. Actually, I'm not a witch. Actually, I'm catastrophic climate change, and my green skin represents the rapidly melting permafrost layer, and my pointy hat, that... represents the tip of the iceberg, which is basically all there is that is left of them. And unless we do something to stop it, the oceans will rise, the seas will boil, the magnetic poles of the Earth will flip, killing the bees and disrupting the food chain so severely that all life on the planet Earth will starve, and the plants will choke, and the Earth will burn, and we will die! Every last stinking one of us will die! Yeah!
Sandbox Radio Howl was written by Scott Augustson, Elizabeth Heffron, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Raleigh, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Howl was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound tech was Max Langley, and our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Follow us on Twitter and catch up on any episodes you've missed at our website, sandboxradio.org. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of our audience members and listeners like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.